This podcast is about strong English leaders from the mid through late Middle Ages. Edward the Confessor was the King of England from 1003 through 1066, known as Edward the Confessor because he built the cathedral at Canterbury. He was married to Edith, but had a tumultuous marriage, leading to no heirs to the throne of England. Harold Godwin's son, Edward the Confessor's brother-in-law, Edith's brother, claimed to be the rightful heir of the throne of England. He spent 10 months as king. Both Hardrada of Norway and William of Normandy also claimed to be the rightful heirs to the English throne. Harold was first forced to fight Hardrada of Norway at York, and 3 days later was forced to turn his army around and battle William of Normandy in Hastings on the English Channel. It was there that the Battle of Hastings, also known as the Norman Invasion, occurred. During this battle, on October 14, 1066, Harold died with an arrow through the eye. William won the battle and became the next King of England. He is known for bringing feudalism to medieval England and writing the Domesday Book, which was a census of wealth, where he claimed to know every animal and person and land throughout his kingdom of England. His reign opened up the long feud between the French and English for control of northwestern Europe. Eventually, the grandchildren of King William, or William the Conqueror as he is known, Stephen of Blois and Matilda, fought for control of the throne of England. Matilda's son, Henry II, in 1154, claimed the throne of England and was the rightful King of England through 1189. Henry II, the great-grandson of William the Conqueror, was one of the most popular kings of England. Henry II established common law, which dictated that all people, regardless of social class or wealth, would have to follow and be protected by English law. Henry II was also married to Eleanor of Aquitaine in present-day France. This marriage strengthened the relationship and control that England had over French lands. He's also infamously known for the murder of Thomas Becket. It all began with a disagreement over the jurisdiction of clergy people. 1 in 6 people were lay clergy in medieval England, meaning they were not ordained as priests, but were somehow associated with the church. These people often claimed the right to be tried in ecclesiastical courts, not the royal courts that Henry II had established under common law. Henry II believed that criminis clerks, as they were known, or lay clergy who had committed a crime, should not be tried in canon courts or ecclesiastical courts. Instead, he felt they should be tried, like everyone else, in royal courts. Thomas Becket, however, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Church of England, disagreed with Henry II and believed that lay clergy should be tried in ecclesiastical courts. The case of Philip de Blois was the one that caused the most controversy. Philip was a canon in the town of Bedford, and he was found innocent in an ecclesiastical court under the charge of murder of a knight. The sheriff of Bedford had tried to reopen the case in royal court, which Henry II had established. Henry II proposed that clergy people that were convicted of a very serious crime, such as murder, should be denied protection of the canon or ecclesiastical court. He felt they should be handed over to royal or secular court for a fair trial by jury and a fair punishment, like everyone else. However, Thomas Becket, wanting to protect his clergy people, disagreed greatly with Henry II. At the Council of Clarendon in 1164, Henry II defined the difference between ecclesiastical and royal court jurisdiction. Eventually, Becket gave in and signed the document, probably to protect his bishops from the anger and wrath of King Henry II. As time went on, the relationship between King Henry II and Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas Becket, deteriorated and became more and more antagonistic. Becket became as much of a thorn in the side of King Henry II as he could, and King Henry II fabricated charges against Thomas Becket, such as contempt of court, embezzlement in funds, and land disputes, all of which were untrue. Becket was forced to flee into exile in France for 5 years, from 1165 through 1170. At that point, in 1170, Henry crowned his own son the new Archbishop of Canterbury in 1170. Becket, angry, showed up in Canterbury. It is here that King Henry II uttered the famous line, "Will no one rid me of this troublesome priest?" Four knights took his words literally and headed to the Canterbury Cathedral to do as King Henry II had requested. Thomas Becket was leading Mass in the Canterbury Cathedral when four knights showed up. They struggled to take him off of the altar, but Thomas Becket refused. In the struggle, Thomas Becket received a blunt force to his head, and eventually the four knights stabbed Thomas Becket to death. Immediately, he became a martyr for the church and was sainted as Saint Thomas Becket. And his death served as a constant reminder of the government's meddling in the church. Thomas Becket's death demonstrated the powerful influence of the church and the ongoing jockeying for power that religion and government tried to play in each other's lives. Before King Henry II's death, his son, Richard the Lionhearted, began sending armies into France, leading the English army to victory starting at age 16. Upon Henry II's death, Richard the Lionhearted became the King of England from 1189 through 1199. He participated in the Third Crusade, known as the King's Crusade, for his participation with Philip II of France. He led victories against Saladin in the Holy Land. Upon King Richard the Lionheart's death, his brother, King John Lackland, became the King of England from 1199 through 1216. He is associated with the legend of Robin Hood, and while his brother, Richard, was the King of England, tried to overthrow him while he was participating in the Third Crusade. King John had many disagreements with the Pope, Pope Innocent III. He was a very weak leader and could not control his English nobles in the feudal society. In addition, he lost land in France. His nobles tried to rebel multiple times. Eventually, the only concession that they would accept was known as the Magna Carta, or the Great Charter. In 1215, they met in the town of Runnymede outside London. There, they forced King John to sign the Magna Carta, which called for limiting the monarch's power and giving English citizens more rights, such as trial by jury and habeas corpus. It influenced many American documents, such as the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Edward I became the King of England between 1239 and 1307. He was the grandson of King John. He requested that an advisory council meet regularly to give him suggestions as to how he should rule over England. This advisory council became known as the English Parliament. Because the Magna Carta limited the taxation of citizens, the meeting of Parliament allowed King Edward to spend money, raise taxes, and wage wars against other countries in Europe.